Well, Chris, I think I've got a question for you. It's Jeremy Baker via Facebook, and he asks, how does the damage caused by EM radiation change with frequency, and what about intensity?
Well, this is kind of relevant, isn't it, Dave, from what we've just been saying? Well, the answer is that as the wavelength of radiation, light EM radiation, gets shorter, in other words, the frequency increases, then it packs a more energetic punch. So at long wavelengths, like radio waves and microwaves, we regard this radiation as non-ionising. In other words, when it impacts on something, it does not have enough energy to physically disrupt the bonds that connect atoms together. And for that reason, it means that when you are hit by this radiation, although it will warm up your tissue because it will make the particles vibrate more and get hotter, it will not physically break the bonds between them, so it should not trigger, for instance, mutations in DNA that could cause cancer. But as you go into shorter and shorter wavelengths of radiation, so you go beyond UV and you're into X-rays and then gamma rays, this is light with a very high frequency, very short wavelength, where the light has sufficient energy to physically disrupt chemical bonds. It literally breaks the bonds between atoms, and this means you can introduce changes to your DNA, you can introduce damage to material in cells, which can then stress cells, so it can damage tissue, and it can also introduce cancer-causing mutations. So that's why we worry about ionising short wavelength radiation. We're less concerned about, say, holding a mobile phone to our head, because that's microwaves, which are not said to be ionising.